students. So today we are covering our next chapter is traditional logistics versus the e-commerce logistics. So what is the difference here? We will understand the overall traditional logistics and the e-logistics, how the traditional logistics operate and how the e-logistics will going to operate. So yes, our total today's agenda will be how the e-commerce and logistics how work. What was the traditional logistics, how is the supply chain and the logistic part in traditional as well as the e-commerce logistics. Material informations, how the cash flow, the money flows in logistics, how the reverse logistic work. The characteristics of the traditional logistics, the characteristics of the e-logistics, how the companies differ for logistic business objective, how companies differ on the customer order level, e-commerce and logistics, what is the supply chain management, and overall summaries that we are going to see. So in a nutshell, overall, we will look into how the traditional logistic work and how the e-commerce, what are the different patterns of the traditional logistics and the next e-commerce logistics. Okay, so yeah, e-commerce logistics and the overall logistics is a part of the overall supply chains which ensure product delivery from raw material to the final customer using definite structure of invoicing on the efficient network and the product information channel. So in e-commerce and logistics, the primary supply chain of any product involves raw material, producer, distributor, retailer, and the customer. As you can see, the today's supply chain is very flexible, agile, and very network value oriented to deliver as fast as pace. Okay, the traditional model of producing large volume of the same product to retailers and distributor has become a thing of the past. I mean, in previously what happened, you know, our traditional logistic model, the bulk production has happened and it allows only one model of transportation, so that gives a very rigid things. So now the e-commerce logistics has completely changed the game. Okay, so as you can see, the traditional manufacturing is purely into the physical movement from material management and distributions of supply, then good focusing mainly procurement, production, sales and distribution. So traditional logistic was operating in only the environment was very limited in traditional logistics. The main focus of the traditional logistic is delivery to customers. In traditional logistics, the movement from point A to point B is established two functions only, the transportation and warehousing. And mostly these activities were often carried out by the companies and by the organization itself. Okay. And supply chain and logistics, where the logistics and supply chain sometimes use the interchangeable logistics as the element of the overall supply chains. And the overall supply chain is a network of the entire business organizations working in a sequence from process to picking to the including logistics to produce the all distributed goods. Okay, so transition supply, traditional supply and logistics is, you know, it is purely into supplier, manufacturing and customer. That is a very standard way of flow chart, you know, that all the physical supply of the material management is done to the warehousing, then from warehousing to the end customer. So that was a very traditional method in 90s era. Okay, so material informations and the money flows in logistics. So we have to understand how the money flows in logistics industry. So in logistic, material flow goes at the first from the suppliers to customer, okay, and from upstream to downstream, and information and money flows from customer to supplier, from downstream to upstream. Like here I can give you the example of let's say what you can say Amazon. Okay, you have seen the tons of products established on the Amazon platform or any social app platform. So what do you think? Like, you know, the suppliers shared their inventories, what are the best inventories that they can offer. Okay, so the logistic material flows goes into the first supplier to the customer. Okay, this is the upstream, and then the money, which when you place the order, that money goes to the end supplier. So from downstream to upstream, that's how we can differentiate on these things. So when it is the reverse flow, the product is returnable to the supplier to enable efficient logistics. Information should go naturally from supplier to customer. Therefore, material, information and money flows move crisscross. That's how things we really work on this. So information flow in logistics we'll understand. So in logistics, a large number of information exchange from sales and inventory amount to forecast, ordering, transport, confirmation, invoicing, all the various types of contracts and terms of delivery. All supply chain parties should receive adequate information to able to deliver the end solution to the customer needs satisfactory in timely manner. Okay. So in this, material flows including the transportation and storage of material of our product. If material flows goes well, it shows the short delivery time of product and ultimately as a customer satisfaction. So what material flows in logistic, if you ask me, like let's say a supplier, I mean, as I can give my previous, as I've given you the experience in my previous lectures also. So supplier, let's say a laptop supplier. So laptop supplier made an agreement with the e-commerce platform. So e-commerce platform will inform to that supplier that, okay, this is my logistic partner. You send all your goods to that warehouse. Okay. So the laptop manufacturer deliver the, all their inventories, let's say 2,000, 3,000 laptop, whatever, 10,000, 15,000 laptop to that warehouses. And from that warehouses, it is delivered to the end-to-end cities, whichever cities ordered more. Okay, so that's how the overall material flow in logistics. So yes, in reverse logistics also the same. The reverse logistics is also type of a supply chain management that moves goods from customer to the back to sellers. Normally what happens is, you know, we don't prefer, like, you know, whatever, once we get the material we don't like, we don't prefer, so I said let's cancel this order, let's return this thing. So what happened is, this is the reverse logistics from customer to the end manufacturer. Okay, so once customer receive a product, process such as return on cycling request, this is all the reverse logistics. So we'll understand the characteristics of the traditional logistics. It's a pure paper-based documentation, scanned PDF, manually inputting data into the different dismantled the IT system, constantly making calls to get the latest cargo status, missed deadline, missed addresses. So traditional logistics is, you know, very time lagging process, and it has a many human error. So that slips or many calls or many cargo shipments are missed, you know, in even in port operations, either whether it is sea freight or airport operations. So that things we have seen in traditional logistics. Okay, and there are multiple manual interventions at the multiple touch points, focused only on the production and provision. So there are no proper clarity. Okay, so each stakeholders works on the various IT systems, software, documents. So everyone is working on the silos, everyone work on the different islands. So that was the barrier of the traditional logistics. Okay, and there is a little no, like, you know, interchangeability between various software system used by stakeholder across the supply chain. So each stakeholders works on various IT system, software and document. Most of the coordinations and communication is done over the phone only. So these are the things that, you know, characters of e-logistics is far different from the traditional logistics. And one of the important tasks of the e-logistics is to share information with its partner. And the right logistics service provided in the modern supply chain can help companies to gain multiple competitiveness, especially by using different model digital tool. And one of the major time-saving advantages is that you can enter information into the system once they reused the data multiple times instead of the registering the same information on the every shipment. So that's how e-logistics is working really, really well. Okay, so that's the thing that we worked in the e-logistics. It's far better than the traditional logistics. So e-logistics takes care of the all backend processes needed to the receiving orders, all the buy buttons, whatever, whenever you press, you know. So companies need to more customer-centric, not only a customer awareness. This is where e-logistics and e-supply chain management can help companies in creating and maintaining a competitive advantage. So yes, developing technology allows companies to offer much more customized optional to the end customers, the pickup delivery, the delivery options, to be able to meet customer need and keep them from going to competitions. Companies need to offer to use services with embedded digitalization in all area of these things. So we will see the business which choose traditional logistics and business which choose e-logistics. Okay, so what do you think? Like, you know, why company want a traditional logistics and which companies want e-logistics? Of course, I mean the companies who are mainly heavy industries, kind of B2B, the heavy chemical industries, heavy engineering goods. So that prefer traditional logistics. They don't prefer the e-logistics. So business wants to move goods to the customer. Okay, and the way want to efficient, they need to understand the customer demand. They definitely e-logistics will better. Customer just want his order. Then definitely we'll go for traditional logistics. Order traceability not important to business as well as the customer. Customer experience is not that objective or order completely in the main goal. So what happened is, you know, traditional logistics is, you know, if a chemical company want to deliver the goods on any seaport, you know, so that then they can prefer traditional logistics. They don't prefer the customer satisfaction is not the primary agenda. So in that case, you can use the traditional logistics. But yes, when it comes to e-logistics, they want a different ball game. Like, you know, they want a customer satisfaction more. They prefer the customer happiness rather than the other models. So order tracking, order movement, normally in all e-commerce companies, they believe in the customer satisfaction. So there we have seen the e-logistics on those things. So we'll understand like how companies differ on customer order level. Okay, so traditional logistics, we normally will see the bulk orders, that what we are moving from, you know, from point A to point B. But when it comes to e-logistics, that is depend on the particular shipment to shipment, which is like, let's say, parcel to parcel. Whatever I'm clicking on Amazon, that my SQ, my parcel delivery, is the actual e-logistics delivery. So that is, e-logistics is very responsible, flexible, and demand-driven pool, and that's highly speed-oriented of what is the e-logistics is. Whereas traditional logistics is bulk, strategic, and reactive, and the supply driven push. They don't prefer the end customer. Of course, because there was no any end customers. So it's a stable, consistent demand they have. But yes, e-logistics is highly seasonal and highly fragmented. Like, you know, you can see in festivals, you're going to see a lot of demand is highly all across India. We're going to see in festival season. So e-commerce logistics will have the impact. But in traditional logistics, whether it is the January or December, they have a stable volume, and the stable routes are there. The frequency is very less, but e-logistics, I mean, just imagine, you know, every delivery, every parcel, they have a different delivery. So the e-logistics frequencies are very, very high. So yes, e-commerce and logistics is the fast tracking, the way of companies are managing logistics along with the value chain. The main change of the e-commerce has brought into the logistics field are that the shipment size is shrinking, delivery frequencies are increasing, and customer is different, difficult to predict, and sensitive to price and service level. So what happened is, you know, due to e-commerce, shipment size is shrink. If I want to order some perfume or some belt, you can order, like, right? You cannot order these things through the traditional logistics, because traditional logistics belongs to bulk, whereas e-commerce logistics is completely into the shipment size is absolute shrinkage. So that's a benefit for the end customer. So yes, modern e-commerce throws these stresses of digital fulfillment, which act the most critical part of e-logistics. And every online business now require more effective and efficient logistics solution to handle increased volume. And the e-commerce order are really fragmented. The customer would love to get their order delivery on the time with the proper packaging. And, you know, this demands e-commerce logistics should be in the place so that you can delight your customers. So e-logistics, what you can say, e-commerce is mainly focusing only on the customer happiness and the customer. See, of course, I mean, that's the overall wow feeling we should get from the customer, and that's how the repeatability get increased. So that's how the e-commerce logistics is more important. And e-logistics use various kind of technologies and enable optimization, visibility, and collaborations between all stakeholders, the end-to-end supply chain. So that's how e-commerce logistics is nowadays. You can see a very, very well advanced compared to the traditional things, you know, because traditional logistics, they don't want highly advanced software or something like that. But yes, when it comes to e-logistics, every month they are upgrading themselves. They are upgrading their logistic ERP model, their chatbots. You know, you have seen that the chatbots are very well improved day by day. Okay. So yes, some of the biggest difference between e-commerce and logistics, and these are the traditional logistics, you know, e-commerce is just known to offer huge selection to their customers, and traditional is belongs to the only point A to point B, but e-commerce has a very vital route on this thing, different. And these are the things, of course, I mean, when it comes to the traditional and learning of, I mean, e-logistics is there. So e-supply chain management is the, what you can say, a reliable, cost-effective and logistic paving in the way of the efficient supply chain management, a well-managed supply chain result filling orders accurately on the time, which over time will attract new clients and grow the bottom line. This SCM is an integral part, and this integration of the overall supply chain drive the effectiveness and the logistics. So that's how the SCM supply chain management works. The efficiency, the effectiveness of e-supply are determined by the existence of information network and the interactive softwares. The primary type of the information system used in managing supply chain could be the categorized supply chain software, web and mobile applications, RFIDs, and emerging digital tools. See, these are the main four things which is right now we are really working on the the e-supply chain. Okay, because these are the actual backbones. Like, you know, let's say RFID means it's a tagging, okay, tagging of crates and everything. So these are the very essential things. Okay, so yes, new age companies, e-retailers, produce, etc., will need to create strategy for supply chain digitalizations to access new technology and establish a way to gain benefits and stay in front of the competitors. That's what I said, like that e-commerce logistics are day by day, they are upgrading themselves. You know, the most important areas of digitalizations are the big data analytics, cloud-based applications, IoT, that is Internet of Things, blockchain and machine learning, at what we have covered, what we have just introduced in our last session. So yeah, that's the important thing. And on the hardware side, the most important areas for the gaining competitiveness in e-commerce logistics is the automated vehicles, drones, augmented realities, robotics, this kind of things we are working. So yes, I mean, the importance of ESCM supply chain management is the really key milestone of e-business. It is regarded to the critical element of successful of e-business implementations. E-business applications and web information technologies have basically changed the way of companies conduct their business and the way in which they compete, you know. So that's how they are really working on it. And it's an incorporating of e-business approach in supply chain management has been proven as competitive method. The e-logic could be identified as determination on overall supply chain performance and everything. So that's how the importance of ESCM is increasing day by day. So earlier companies competed on product and services, not processes. But nowadays, processes are the vital role. You know, in e-logistics, there are multiple processes, there are multiple things that they are focusing to just give the good, a good appearance for the end customers. So yes, that's the area that we really working. So, I mean, the industries are changing. This is the revolution in logistics. I mean, when I start my career, that era was purely into the traditional logistics. You know, the traditional logistics was like port to port operations or road freight. You know, these are the main, because they don't bother about the what customer wants, or like, of course, I mean, that was not the primary objective of the things. But yes, traditional logistics focus mainly to the delivery to the customers, the team. And in the past, these activities were often carried out by the company and organization itself, you know. But nowadays, the logistic, due to the complexity of logistics, all companies are preferred to go through to a 3PL model, that is a third-party logistics, 4PL model, that is a four-part logistics model. So that's how the logistics also getting through the experts, you know, and that's the play where e-logistics, where we play a vital role. So overall, e-logistics is a way of new learning, like you can say, a new era has begun in logistics, you know, because in traditional, things won't get a proper way of working. But in e-logistics, you can work on the entire supply chain solutions. You can cater to product base, you know. And it's the overall data-driven, you can say, this is a data-driven vertical, I must say. And that's very well, e-logistics is really improving. And I mean, you guys are very fortunate that you'll be the part of the e-logistics. Then you'll get to know, like, you know, what is the difference between traditional and e-commerce logistics. That's why I telling you, you know, you will focus on the all the learning platforms, all the AIs are coming related with the logistics, you know. So then you'll get to know nowadays tariff things are going, so how things are changing. So that e-logistics is very easily absorbed, you know. Whereas traditional have the traditional logistics have that barrier, but e-logistics have the learning curves are more than the traditional logistics. Yes, so thanks. I think we have covered very well in this topic that what is the traditional method and how the industry revolution from traditional to the e-commerce, e-logistics, supply chain management. Yes, in our next topic, we will cover more and more into the deep dive into the particular detailed things. Thank you.